Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 7.34, it's good morning to Darren Frahill.
Good morning, Audrey. Well, big news in Mayo. Cillian O'Connor has opted out of the Mayo football panel for the 2025 season. He's 32 years of age. He's informed the management team of his decision, but he intends to return at some stage. So this is not a retirement announcement. He's their all-time top scorer in the championship, has had his injury problems over the last season or two, but just so much experience he brings to it, and no doubt he will be a loss. There was semi-final action in the AIB Interprovincial Club Championship yesterday. In football, Dr. Crokes edged out Rathcormac by a point in Munster, and they'll meet Loughmore Castellani in the final, who got the better of Éire Óg. Now, Loughmore Castellani and their manager Shane Hennessy believe there's a lot more to come from this group, and it's all about the parish.
Everyone is behind this in the parish. Like, it's such a winning the county finals was such a lift to the parish. Like, everyone rose in behind us. It's great. Like, just there's so many relations and families within ties within the group, like, that everyone is close. Like, that's what it is, and we involve as much as we can the outside the group. Like, we try to incorporate the parish as best we can. We go out to represent them, and likewise they're representing us in the stands. Like, they're shouting and they're so determined and roaring and bawling, and but it's everything is positive and there's no negativity, and it's everyone is for the one thing, for the parish, and trying to get the wins and the success.
Yeah, it's a fairly unique community, isn't it? They're out of the hurling, but they're flying the flag with the footballers at the moment. In Ulster, Errol Kieran overcame Clan Éireann, and they'll now play Kilcoo in the decider. And Kilcormac Colaghi will meet Nafina in the Leinster hurling final. Kilcormac Colaghi beat Castletown Geoghegan by a goal. Nafina 4-point winners against St Martins. Irish international Erin King was last night named the Breakthrough Player of the Year at the World Rugby Awards. She's the very first Irish woman to win an individual award at this particular ceremony. And I'll be talking to Erin later in the programme. Liverpool extended their lead at the top of the Premier League to 8 points after a 3-2 win against Southampton. Not all plain sailing for them. They came from behind and got the winner in the 83rd minute. Ruben Amorim's first game as Manchester United head coach ended in a 1-1 draw away to Ipswich, and he feels this is a long-term project.
I know it's frustrating for the fans, but we are changing so much in this moment with a lot of games. We are going to suffer for a long period, and we will try to win games. This will take time, but I know we have to win games. We could win, we could lose if it was not Onana. So we have to understand that and think and be pragmatical that these guys had 2 days to train and to change so much.
What stands out for me there is we are going to suffer for a long time. I'm sure United fans are not too pleased to hear that this morning. Irish basketball is on the crest of a wave at the moment, especially after the weekend. The Irish men beat Kosovo 91-85 to keep their hopes of progressing to the World Cup qualifying process, the next phase of it, alive. They'll go into their pre-qualification group with 2 games to go next spring, away to Switzerland and Azerbaijan, and they're in great shape in that second place. The Irish coach Mark Keenan has been speaking to Greg Allen.
Overall, beating Kosovo, beating Azerbaijan at home, back-to-back games, absolutely what the target was coming into the window, to get the 2 wins. So absolutely delighted with the effort.
How much are your players and how much are you enjoying being a World Cup team, an Irish singleted team in the World Cup for the first time, and 2 wins on a home court as well in the last 4 days?
Look, it's brilliant. We all love representing our country. We all love bringing victories for our country. You know, that's we hope we're improving. You know, that we've improved from the small countries to the Eurobasket to this, and I think we've shown, you know, that we are a capable team of competing at a really good level in Europe.
And finally, fact to file won the John Durkin Memorial Punchestown Chase for Willie Mullins. Jockey Mark Walsh and owner JP McManus got the better of some big names as well. Gallop and Deschamps and Fast or Slow. Back in an hour.